welcome to CanCast episode number 317. I'm your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And we have the number one gaming journalist, Wombat.
I thought I was number two and Chipwreck was number one.
Everything changes. You know, the world is in flux. There's always new reports coming out of everybody's camp. New rumors prove to be true or false. The tides are always changing.
That's true, and I do like that I've regained my throne as number one. So it feels good to be on top.
Right. What do you have to say, number two?
I guess I need to play some more Skyrim DLC.
Right. Everyone's been waiting. Don't worry. As you probably hoped, Wombat has a big report coming up on the show about the Skyrim DLC. It's the hottest topic going on right now.
It is pretty much what everyone wants to know about.
Right. No, but we do have a lot of good stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about Tomb Raider. We're going to talk about SimCity, which I've been playing, and all the controversies there within. But first, I want to tell you a story about how at 10 o'clock at night, I thought I was going to get laid. And then at 2:30 in the morning, I was in an ambulance. So the reason we had planned to do a show yesterday, but this story is why that didn't happen. So at around 10 o'clock, what is this, Sunday night, Mrs. Chibi gets a stomach ache and she says she's not feeling well. And she just gets into bed. And of course, you know, Ty's asleep. And she says, oh, can you come into bed with and, you know, rub my back? Which to me, right, you can hear the music. I'm like, awesome, this is an unexpected Sunday night.
You pull
night.
Out the pizza boy delivery costume.
Exactly. So I'm like, all right, this, you know. So I start rubbing her back and she's like, you know, I don't feel well. I think I'm just going to go to sleep right now. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you know.
Chicka wah wah?
Right. So that's fine. That's fine. And I was like, all right, well, I hope you feel better. And I went to the living room. And in fact, I watched a selection on our Watch This Bitches. I'm assuming you put that on there, Wombat, right? Or no?
No, that was put on there by Mr. Shipwreck.
Oh, that you don't know Bo?
Yeah, he watched it. And he, well, we'll get into that. I'm right. taking but I'm stealing his
it.
Thunder.
I went and watched it. And it was very good. But so anyway, while that movie is ending, my phone rings and it's Mrs. Cheapy calling me on the phone from the bedroom, you know, saying that she's not feeling well. And I come in and, you know, she's in a lot of pain. And she's, you know, we go back to sleep. And she's not really able to sleep. She's in a lot of pain. She's finally like, you know, we gotta call an ambulance because, you know, it's terrible pain.
It was the pain really that like, oh my God, we need to call an ambulance pain?
She Did you said call- it. I didn't. What do I say? No?
I don't know. So do you call 911? Is it like 911?
119.
But that's what you called.
Yeah, 119.
Wow.
Well, Mrs. Cheapy has to call it because they don't speak English. So she's got to call her own ambulance, which is pretty lame, I admit. I feel bad about that.
You're a terrible husband, but go on.
So, you know, and now we had, did I tell you this? Like, we had a similar problem a couple months ago. Did we ever talk about that? I don't even
know. No, I don't think so. No.
I don't think so.
We had a
no.
similar situation a couple months ago where it seemed like food poisoning to me. You know, you got the food poisoning symptoms, the gross food poisoning symptoms that you don't need to talk about.
This happened to my wife once, but I'll let you go on.
Yeah, so when we went to the previous time, we went to the hospital and they basically said they weren't sure. It seemed like it could be food poisoning or like a stomach flu, but there's not much that they can do for something like that except basically give you an IV and some medicine that you can, you know, a prescription you could take later. So they just sent her home and they sent her home from the hospital that previous time, like at 4 a.m. Like they didn't even let her stay till like the sun came up. Now that time, here's a question here's an interesting question for Parent Wombat. The Shipwreck, you can play along too, even though you can pretend you have cats. It's not really the same thing, but
cats aren't the same thing as children.
Not in this regard. So,
okay.
Mrs. Cheapy, so let's get back to the present story. So, we call the ambulance, ambulance on its way, and Mrs. Cheapy says, you know, what are you going to do about Ty? Because he's fast asleep. He's got school in the morning. And I said, well, shouldn't I just stay here with Ty and you go? Because it didn't seem like it was that bad. Like,
and she's an adult.
And
there's someone coming to get her. It's not like you have to take her to the hospital.
Right. There's three Japanese dudes coming to get her. They're going to be annoying Japanese ambulance guys.
That are probably a better husband than you.
Well, they speak Japanese.
That already makes them better husbands than
I'm
you.
Definitely taller. But she's like, please, can you come with me? Just come with me. I need you to come with me. Now, Ty sleeps through the night 99% of the time. He will not wake up till 7:30, 7 o'clock. So we took the chance, and I went with Mrs. Cheapy, and I wrote Ty a note. I left him a note in front of his door.
No, that's the worst thing you could have done.
Leave the note?
Just leaving.
Oh, leaving?
I would have woken him up. I would have, if Laura insisted I go, I would have woken him up and taken him with me.
But it would have ruined his, I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen? I mean, well, forget about the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah, the worst thing that could happen? What if you had like a kitchen fire?
There's no kitchen, wait, we're going to have a kitchen fire.
You don't know that.
How am I going to have a kitchen fire? We don't even use our kitchen, first
of all. Crazier things have happened. We don't have a gas stove.
We don't have any
gas. What if the people above you had a fire or below you had a fire?
They have the same kitchen we have.
And it spread to your apartment.
We have sprinkler system. Building has fully sprinkled system. It's like two years old.
Sprinkly systems?
It's very sprinkly. The chances of the building catching fire and having a problem are probably less.
Earthquake.
Than if I pick Ty up and we go in the ambulance together than the ambulance getting into a car accident.
What if there was an earthquake?
I would have taken my cats with me.
You would have taken my cats with you, of course.
What I would have done in that situation is I probably would have, when the ambulance got there, they would have taken Laura to the hospital.
Right.
I would have woken my parents up, had them come to the house.
I don't have that option.
I was going to say, what you should have done is called someone at the Tokyo America Club.
They're sleeping.
And said,
it's 3 in the morning.
Do you know how much money I spend there? Send someone over to watch my kid.
It's 3 in the morning.
I know. You should just take time with you.
Okay. But I decided not to. I left the note. The note explained everything, and
he's 5.
He can read fine. He's very smart. He's very mature, and he can hear. You want to read? I think I have the note.
I want to hear the note.
Dear Ty, Mommy and Daddy have gone away.
Just listen. Then
may be back.
Good luck.
You have to keep in mind that I wrote this at about 2:30 in the morning, and you know there's a lot going on at the time.
Uh huh.
Ty, and of course, also keep in mind that my handwriting is horrible. It's like a 4-year-old's handwriting, and I have to concentrate a lot just to make it look legible, especially for a 5-year-old to read. Ty, Mama and Papa had to go out. We will be home soon. Go back to sleep, and we will be home soon. Love, Papa.
That is life scarring.
That would scare the crap out of me.
That is the most life-scarring thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You are lucky he didn't wake up, or if he did, he's just not telling you.
No, he didn't wake up. Now, looking at the note, I realize in hindsight that I probably should have put like a smiley face on here or something to liven it up a little bit. But the ambulance was on its way.
Or just picked him up and taken him with you. He probably would have just slept the whole time with you.
It would have been horrible, dude.
It would have been fine.
It would have been horrible. Anyway.
It would have been fine.
So we went to the hospital and we sat in the ambulance for about 15 minutes downstairs while I guess what they do is they figure out if the person is dying or not, or like how bad they need attention. And then they have some system that tells them what hospital to bring you to based on how busy they are. Or that's my theory, because I couldn't figure out why we were sitting in front of my apartment building for 15 minutes. But anyway, they took us to the hospital and, you know, they gave her an IV and they kept her there. And we were there. I left at 6. Yeah, whenever the sun came up. So around 6, I left. Because I knew Ty wasn't going to wake up until the sun came up. 6:30, 7, 7:30. So I got home. He was still asleep. I slept for about an hour before he had to get ready for school. Mrs. Cheapy came home at you know, 7:30, I guess. And it was the same thing. They gave her IV and they gave her some medicine. And they're going to, you know, there'll be some test or something eventually. We're going to Taiwan tomorrow.
Yes.
So, you know, they said they can't give her the...
Are you going to take Ty with you?
They're going to leave him a note.
Yeah, the note will be much better for that one. I had a lot more time to plan that note. There's stickers on it and everything. So anyway, that's why we didn't do the show on Monday as planned. And now I have to sort of rush to do one. But
you know, when my wife had pain like that, and this was a while ago, this was before we had kids and we were still living in the city. We were just married. I think it was her first year. When she had similar pains, it turned out to be kidney stones.
Interesting. Was she vomiting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. We thought it was food poisoning or a stomach virus at first also.
Hmm.
And they rushed her to the hospital and they did the whole thing with the IV. And it wasn't until they did the X-ray? MRI. That it was a kidney stone. And she had to get that thing that they do when you stick you in a vat of water and they shock the water.
Oh, wow.
However that works. Yeah. A laser. My wife was over my shoulder telling me what happened. So,
and she was like, after she went to the hospital, she was okay. Like later that day.
Yeah, it was like it was a lot of, because it's, you know, the stone is moving. There are moments of extreme pain.
That sounds like it, Dr. Wombat. I think you have a.
Where my wife described it, you know, in hindsight, is like it's a worse pain than childbirth.
Ah, interesting. Mrs. Cheapy mentioned childbirth as well.
And it turned out to be a kidney stone. And they, you know, once they did the thing where they break it up into tiny little pieces, I mean, knock on wood, it's she's been fine ever since.
Right.
But yeah, there you go. Kidney stone.
Good to know.
I would recommend at least looking into that possibility. If it's not it, then it's not it. But at least you'll know that it's not that.
Excellent.
You at least got lasers involved.
Mm-hmm. Right, and shocking bathtub water.
We had to go to this.
I don't know if that's how they do it.
It's done with water. Oh, that's all I know. I wasn't in the room for the operation.
Usually not many medical procedures are done with water and electricity.
I heard they just drop a hairdryer into a bathtub.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that it was cured.
Right. Well, I'm going to try the hairdryer bathtub method, because then we don't even have to go to the doctor.
There you go. No, it's like some sort of like a pulse thing. Yeah. A pulse. It's not like a big contraption.
They usually use like an ultrasound thing to break it up.
Mm. Whatever. Anyway.
Bathtub hairdryer.
Exactly. And we didn't do a show last week because I was in Disney.
Right. How was your trip?
It was excellent. And you could hear me talk about it for a half hour on another podcast.
Really?
Yeah, so that's why I said you would thank me later. I just finished recording my other show.
Awesome. So what's the name of that podcast?
That is the Uninformed Opinions Podcast, where I just talked about my trip to Disney for a good 25 minutes, so I wouldn't have to bore you with the tales of my trip.
Awesome, dude. Let's talk about some more kidney stones.
Whatever, I'm just trying to help.
I want to go back to saying that Ty is very mature, and when he saw that note... He would be like, all right, I'm just going to go back to sleep. Or play. No, you know what? Honestly, he would probably just go play iPad.
He will probably need a therapist.
He didn't wake up.
I'll be right back. We're going to get a pack of smokes and a carton of milk. I'll be back.
Next time, just stick him in his carrier and take him with you.
Yeah. He doesn't have a carrier. He's too big
for you. You don't have a stroller?
He's 5 years
anymore?
Old. He doesn't use a stroller.
You don't have an umbrella stroller somewhere in that house?
I do somewhere.
Exactly.
That stroller is retired.
Mm-hmm.
And what's he's going to go in the ambulance in the stroller? Well, I guess he could, actually.
Yes, I'm sure that he wouldn't be the first child in an ambulance. You know what? He'd probably be like, I can't believe I'm in an ambulance. This is the coolest night ever.
It was spacious.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. We drove so slowly, like it was really pointless. We could have just walked to the hospital, probably.
Ambulance.
Kyukusha. That's how you say it in Japanese, in case you're wondering.
How do you say that?
Kyukusha.
Kyukusha?
Sha. Maybe.
Sha.
All right, Wama. How about some show feedback?
Sha feedback? Caw has to say. GP and Wombat, I don't know what's wrong with your Xboxes, but in my experience, the long booting time is not normal. I have a near launch 360, and time my boot up sequence today, 12 seconds of the initial startup, followed by 9 seconds while the profile is connected, connect initializing, less than 20 seconds total, and I have control of the dashboard. Which actually seems like a long time, but here's something else interesting. I was at a friend's house yesterday, helping him with his Xbox, and by helping him, I mean helping him create his Skyrim character. I'm not making that up. I did that yesterday.
How old are you again?
Whatever. I had fun with my friends. Leave me alone.
I wish I had some.
Exactly. And he has no games on his Xbox Live Arcade. And he has no friends on his friends
Anything
list.
Loads in 1 second?
It pretty much. Like half is like not even 1 second. It's just boop right
it's
on.
It's like Apple TV, it just pops on.
It's pretty crazy. So I just thought that was kind of a funny anecdote. So I think a lot of it has to do with the amount of stuff you have on your Xbox.
I'm sure. Shipwrecks takes 3 weeks to turn on.
Pretty much. Are you still
right,
there,
yours
Chip?
Yours is slow, right, Chip?
It's not. I guess it's a little bit slow, but I don't know. You turn it on, you get a drink, you sit down, right. It's right. On. Like, yeah, it's not something where I turn it on and then I just like sit down and ready to play usually.
Right.
I've adjusted.
Right. You work with what you got. I'm assuming one of the new features.
I unplugged the Kinect is the big thing you can do to speed it up is unplug the Kinect.
I don't have Kinect plugged in, and it's still slow as shit for me. So, but Caw, user Caw who asked that question, I see he registered 10 years ago. He's part of the 10-year anniversary of CAG. User number 1355.
Wow, that's pretty early. I don't think I'm a 10-year person. I think I'm a 9-year person.
Let's see. What else we got here, Wombat?
We got Slim Fandango, who says, so I've been listening to some old CAG cast this week.
Why?
I don't know. Don't do that. And in episode 133, that's like 100 years ago, Cheapy mentions that he doesn't see himself doing the podcast or even running a video game site past the age of 40.
Jesus.
On the next show, he walks back those comments slightly, but mainly with regards to the site and not the show. Now it's nearly 5 years later. Do you feel too old to be handing out business cards with ass on it? Do we really only have 6 months of show left? How much are you freaking out about turning 40?
Jesus Christ. Don't listen to any of the old shows or listen to what we have to say. It's all nonsense.
It is.
But that's crazy that I... Yeah, that's a long time ago. No, I don't...
You are my age.
Ooh. I don't care about handing out ass on my business cards. In fact, my new business cards is just going to be... Just say ass on it. And that's
it's just going to be a picture of a butt.
One side will be a butt and the other side will just say ass. And then that's it. For this podcast, no. I like doing the podcast. It's not an age thing, really. I don't know what, you know, the number 40 really means. What does it mean, Wombat?
It means that you're old as fuck.
Right. It means I got to stop doing the podcast? Is that what it means?
Yeah, I think so. I think we got to get rid of you and get like, so we'll get someone else that we call TBD, but this person will be 30 years old.
Okay.
So it'll be like no one will really know the difference, but we'll be able to tell by the energy that's there.
Right. Howard Stern's turning 60.
That makes him old too.
Right. Yeah. So I wouldn't, like I said, Slim Fandango, don't listen to what I have to say ever. What else we got here?
We got some Watch This Bitches, and I know Shipwreck watched something.
Bitches.
Bitch.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it a little bit earlier. The ESPN 30 for 30 on Bo Jackson, that you don't know Bo. You watched it as well, Cheapy?
I did. I watched the whole thing. It's long.
Oh, the whole thing. It was like 77 minutes or something. I don't, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
But if you haven't watched ESPN 30 for 30 movies, they're usually about an hour long, hour and a half long. They're all really well done. And it's not just about like – it's a lot about like off the field type of stuff, not just sports. Because I know you don't care about football at all.
No, they're made by quasi filmmakers, I guess, right? I mean – they're not like feature. Well, I guess they are. Some of them are feature filmmakers. So they're really well done.
Some of them are short filmmakers. Some of them are feature film. Some of them are TV people.
Yeah, they're documentaries made by filmmakers.
Yeah. The Bo Jackson one's really good, though, because if you grew up, especially like my age, like the less than 40-year-old people.
Wait a minute. I'm not 40 yet. I'm 39. Yes.
Like I grew up and everything was Bo Jackson when I was growing up.
Yeah, Bo was pretty big.
Like I had the Kansas City Royals hat. I had all the Bo Bo Jackson baseball cards. Like, he was my go-to guy for, like, I'd trade anybody for a Bo Jackson card.
Bo Jackson pocket and, pussy?
Yes. anything Bo Jackson on it, that was what I wanted.
Right.
But had the shoes, which that the documentary goes through all of that stuff.
I saw, like, my shoes talks that about I had in that documentary. I had
the Bose also.
The gray cross trainer ones with the black plastic things that came up on top.
That would be them.
Okay. I had the blue and orange that kind of look like construction shoes.
I had the blue ones too.
Some kind of like construction gear.
And they show Tecmo Bowl. They show how dominating he was in Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah. It was really good because it kind of like talked about the legend of Bo Jackson, because really when he was doing all this stuff was like the only time most people saw him was like on the highlights of SportsCenter. So you just always just saw all these like great things that he did. Like you never saw like crappy Bo Jackson.
Right. They were saying he was basically a human highlight reel, but it was only a few years that it went on for because he got hurt. But that he was basically, he was a legendary player. One of the, maybe the greatest athlete ever is basically what they were saying. But it was just such a short career that he's not going to make it into the Hall of Fame for either baseball or football. I never realized that he was that good, even though I was growing up during the time.
Because he was such a personality. And it was the commercials and it was...
Yeah, I just assumed that it was like kind of hype.
The
that
hype
he was,
machine, yeah.
He could do both, okay, and that was good. But I didn't realize that he was so
he
good.
He was so good and, you know, such a good football player.
But even baseball, they were showing how when he hit home runs, he would hit these monster home runs, like record-breaking distance home runs all the time. But I guess that's maybe not like an official stat. So he's not leading any stat categories. Was that what they were saying, Ship?
Well, yeah. I mean, he just didn't play long enough to get like career stats. Right. But yeah, he'd hit some crazy home runs. And just the way he'd do stuff, like the throw they show where he throws out at Harold Reynolds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he just catches it off the wall and doesn't like even step or anything. It's just off the wall, just straight to home plate on the fly and throws out a guy. It's just
– It's
insane. Yeah. He just like walks off like it was nothing.
And you know I don't care about sports, you know, especially anything other than hockey, and I enjoy this a lot. So I think everybody –
Did you cry?
I did not cry. Oh, wait. Did I cry? did I cry?
That's
I
my glee so. At your tears.
I had to. I have to think about it. I don't think so. I cried soon after when I was in the waiting room in the hospital. But I didn't really, but I wanted to cry.
Okay.
I watched another one of those 30 for 30 things called King's Ransom, which is about Wayne Gretzky being traded from Edmonton to to LA. Hey,
that one's good too.
That one is excellent.
This is the Honus Wagner card one too, which also features Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, okay. But he
bought the card at one point. Yeah,
right. It's interesting to see old Gretzky too. He's interviewed in the King's Ransom one quite a bit. It's interesting to hear his perspective on the trade, which was also a really huge deal when we were growing up.
Yes. Well, not really. You grew up by yourself because you're the oldest man I know.
Right. In a room by myself. My parents just leave me notes outside my room. We're going out. All right, let's move on to, let's talk about some video games.
What?
We already talked about Tecmo Bowl a little bit.
Tecmo Bowl, yeah, that's true. And I remember when I was playing Tecmo Bowl with my friend, the rule was you couldn't take, he's on the Rams? No.
You couldn't be the Raiders because Raiders. They had both Bo Jackson and Marcus
Allen. Right.
Yeah, so you couldn't guard them. But so new releases, there's a lot of new releases. I just finished up tonight Gears of War Judgment.
Oh. How is it?
That is a weird product. It's good. This is the first one from People Can Fly, the Bulletstorm guys. Mm-hmm. And it's a prequel to the original Gears of War, where you're playing as Baird and Coltrane and two other people that I think are new. I didn't really recognize them.
Ty is in it, right? Or not?
He's not in the story.
Oh, okay.
You can unlock him as like a multiplayer.
His storyline is that his parents left him in the middle of the night and it turned him hard.
Right.
But the like so the third person shooting, it feels like Gears. I mean, it's cover based. You shoot stuff until like their insides fall out, and then you go over and chainsaw them. So that's all fine and well, but it's got this really weird structure where it's like every time you enter a section of a level, all the levels are sectioned off into like seven sections or so. Okay. And each time you enter a section, there'll be this big glowing Gears of War symbol like on a wall. And if you go up to that and select it, you have the opportunity to say, I want to do this mission declassified, which is like, I guess, the true way that it happened in the game. But really what it is it makes it more challenging. So it'll either give you something like, okay, more like harder enemies or more enemies, or it'll make it to where it's foggy so you can't see, or it'll restrict like which weapons you can use. And then some of them are time-based as well, which I don't like those, because if you fail a time-based one, then you have to do it over again. So they're very compact levels, these sections. Like it maybe takes you, like for the timed one, it would give you like 4.5 minutes to get through.
So it sounds very similar to Bulletstorm so far. Wasn't that the like sort of the gameplay mechanic in that?
I think so, because you like you're trying to get 3 stars in each level, and you get those by killing dudes, by getting ribbons, which is stuff like blowing up multiple dudes with a grenade or getting a headshot. You get it by doing the finishing moves. And then if you do the declassified thing, which makes everything harder, then you get bonus points for that. So you're trying to get 3 stars in each of these missions. And it doesn't make the game feel like the same tone as what Gears usually is.
Right, right. It seems more like arcadey and you're going for a score.
It feels like I'm going through challenge rooms instead of going through a story. Which there is an overarching story. Like you're at a military trial and each of the 4 people are giving like their testimony. And so you go through and play as each person through the different levels. But like all of a sudden there'll be like basically horde mode just in one of the levels. Like you'll go up and it'll come up on the screen and say, here's wave 1 of 3 or whatever. And you go through.
Wow. In the single player
different horde modes. Yeah, this is in the single-player campaign.
So it's really more like arcadey. They're going for an arcadey feel.
It's a weird thing. But then – so you have your – I don't know. I didn't look to see how long it took me on Raptor. But you have your, I don't know, 6 or 7 hours of that. And then once you have enough stars built up, it unlocks this other mode called Aftermath is the name of it. And this takes place towards the end of Gears of War 3 – and it plays like Gears of War 3. So you have this other, like, almost, it seems like DLC for Gears of War 3 built into this.
Hmm.
And that is awesome.
And that's included.
That's included. And I think I'm on like section 4 of 7 of that so far. I'm not quite done with that part of it. That's really good. Like, it's really intense. It, like, makes me care about the characters, which you're playing through as Baird and Coltrane in that one as well. But it's just, it's back to being the Gears of War
that
I like.
That's weird
that
they have 2 separate, well, I guess they have something for everybody then, right? How long is that part?
That seems like it might've been developed by Epic. Like there's a clear like feel that's different between the 2 different campaigns. But they're both good. And then there's the multiplayer stuff, which I haven't really tried yet, but I know they added a couple modes in there. The overrun mode, which I guess is class-based. Mm-hmm. But
right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a strange product. But I'll have a review out for it either the day that this goes up or a day afterwards.
You're on fire with these reviews, Chip. You're back. Yeah, you're back, yeah, baby. I mean,
The floodgates are open.
Basketball's over.
How'd you do?
What do you mean?
In basketball. You said basketball's over.
Oh, well, coaching basketball. We got second. I told you that.
Oh.
Now I just play it.
Oh, okay.
We've got the championship game of the Recreational Men's Basketball League coming up this week.
Nice. Did anybody videotape those?
Why?
No, I don't think.
Are those open to the public?
I don't think those get videotaped. They're open to the public. You can come see it.
How about a creepy public?
Let's not do that.
Happy, friendly public. Come and videotape it.
Yeah.
So, sure. Someone go videotape Shipwreck in his basketball men's championship league. It'd be awesome.
What's with that voice? That's like a...
I don't know.
Are you awake now?
Yeah, I'm just, I'm fading in and out.
Feeding? Fading?
Fading. Oh.
What else we got in this week's new releases?
Well, I put up a review for Lego City Undercover on Wii U.
See, I told you you're on fire.
That's a fun Lego game. I wrote about it, and you can read the review. But
I did.
It's definitely.
I did too.
If it's you imagine GTA and Lego coming together, it's pretty much that. It's a huge Lego city. Just like packed with collectibles all over the place. Like you can't look anywhere without going, oh, I'm going to go get that, or I'm going to go try to climb up that. And then it has the standard Lego levels in there as well, which are kind of, I don't know, they're kind of stale at this point. Like you kind of know what you're getting into with the standard levels. You're going to go in there and you're going to get your, I think they call it Lego City Hero or something. It's your Jedi. You cut your Jedi thing up and then you go through and you, I don't know. They're short little levels. I kind of wish they would have done something more with that. But the weird thing is there's no co-op in this game.
That is crazy weird. And I read that and I was like, oh, deal breaker. Well, there's two deal breakers. One, it's on Wii U and I'm not going to buy a Wii U to play this. But the other one was no, I mean, when I play Lego games with Ty, obviously we're playing co-op and we're still playing Lego games.
Here's an interesting Wii U story for you guys. So my friends, it relates to this. So my friend's father-in-law was a video game journalist way back in the Atari days.
Hmm.
And he's still a big gamer. And he lives like around the corner from me. And he got a Wii U because he still plays, even despite the fact that he's even older than Cheapy.
Right. He's got like a walker.
2 months later, he gives the Wii U to my friend. Because he does not like it.
Just says, fuck it.
Pretty much.
I can't even bother to return it I can't even bother to trade it into GameStop.
Yeah, so you take it. Take
I'm
it,
so
enjoy it.
I'm so disgusted with it. Get it out of here.
Yep. Yeah. Played fine.
It sounded good, though, from your review, Ship. I was interested in it, but
yeah.
No co-op is pretty big for me, though.
It's for kids, though, I could see kids really getting into it. It's a long game, like... It took me 23 hours, and I'm still only 50% through, like, all the collectibles.
But do you want to get all the collectibles?
I wouldn't mind.
Okay. I mean, I think that's also a part of the question.
Yeah, I mean, once you get all the different powers, it's kind of fun to just go around the city and get the stuff that you couldn't get to before.
Power? Oh, yeah. What kind of powers? Oh, yeah, there's, like, suits and things?
You get fireman, astronaut, burglar, construction worker, miner. I'm probably forgetting one. Oh, police officer, but I don't remember what. There's like eight. I don't know.
Hmm.
It's your typical Lego costume type of stuff. You change the costume, you get different powers. Yeah, it's a good game. I don't think it's something that would make me go out and buy a Wii U necessarily. Because
right.
The thing is, like, you sit there and you're playing it, and it's hard to remember that this is supposed to be a next-gen title. Like, it just feels like the same, like, it looks and feels like the same Lego that we've been playing for years.
Right, right. I understand. Trust me. I'm playing Lego Lord of the Rings right now, and Ty still
Are
plays
you?
Lego Batman, too.
Yeah, Sabrina asked me the other day if we could play Lego Batman again.
Right, co-op, though. She wants to play co-op, right?
Yeah, she wants to fly around as Wonder Woman.
So do I.
Or
it's weird because I'm sure they wanted to put co-op in, and there's probably some technical reason that they didn't. But it seems like you could do it. I guess just because of the open world, it makes it tough.
I think, it makes it harder. It's harder for work for the machine.
Yeah. The load times on this are awful, too.
I saw that in your review.
Yeah, it's pretty
dual
terrible.
Screen load times, right?
Yeah, the TV, you get to see a spinning police shield. No text or anything, just a spinning police shield while music plays. And then on the gamepad, you get to see a progress bar.
Nice.
Pretty
that's dual screen technology
stuff there.
You don't need to look up anymore to see how long the loading is taking. Just look down. What else we got new releases?
I've been playing a little bit of Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate. They sent the 3DS version. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time getting into those games. I think I need more story or something. Like, it's basically you get tasks and you go out and kill creatures, and then you dig around in their stomach to pick whatever their like bones or meat or whatever you get off the creature, and then you take it back to town and you make something out of that.
And then you get a big axe.
You also pick up,
right?
Yeah, it's like a constant cycle, and it takes a while to get into it, I guess. And I don't think the 3DS version is the one to play.
Is this
especially
the same,
since?
Is it the same as the Wii U version?
I think.
And they play together?
I think that's how it works.
I have so little interest in it. I know people really like it, and especially like some of my friends here are really into it, but I played I was in the beta for the PS2 Monster Hunter game.
Mm-hmm.
And even that, it was sort of, it was interesting. It was more interesting back then to see a game like that. Today, it hasn't come along far enough for me from what I've seen, at least in screenshots.
Yeah, it feels dated. Like, I'm swinging at air a bunch when I'm swinging my sword because I can't get it lined up right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And you know, that's a problem with right at the beginning of the game, it asks you if you're going to be playing with the Circle Pro pad or whatever, the add-on stick. Yeah. And you're like, no, I'm not. So this is going to control really oddly.
Do you not have one? I thought you had one.
No, I don't have one.
What's that about?
It puts a virtual D-pad on the screen that you can use to control the camera then.
Bleh.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see. What else?
Oh,
The Walking Dead Survival Instinct comes out.
Who? Oh.
That's the Activision Walking Dead game. Might want to wait on that one,
I think. There's no reviews up yet? Or
No, they didn't.
But the buzz on Twitter says it sucks.
Well, they didn't send out review copies,
nobody,
I believe.
They didn't send out review copies.
I guess that's... I saw the commercial for it somewhere. It must have been either on a hockey game or Hulu. That's the only time I see commercials. But it looked kind of shitty. I could tell. You can tell from the commercial.
We'll see.
It's going to be pretty... How shitty it is. It seemed pretty shitty.
I did play a little bit of... for PS3, Hyperdimension Neptunia Victory came out.
Hmm.
These are the games where... It's a RPG, Japanese RPG, where you have busty female characters. Like, it opens up and it's like at a slumber party where these girls are playing like a fighting game against each other, like a fighting video game. And each one of the busty girls is basically a manifestation of the different consoles. So you have one girl who is Xbox and
You're
one girl
kidding.
Who's PS3.
What?
No, it's bizarre.
This is it's a fighting game?
No, it's an RPG game. These girls were just, they were playing a fighting game in one of the girls' bedrooms to start with. But each one of these girls is like royalty in her different, like the land that they live in is called Game Industry.
Wow, they really didn't want to spend too much time thinking about that, did they?
Well, no, it's spelled with an I at the end.
Oh, it's way different then. That changes
my
whole.
It's very different. It's very different.
So there's a whole bunch of, I don't know, just like gaming cliches kind of in the game. It's really strange. I got to play some more of
Is there a Sony Defense Force?
There probably is.
You start talking shit about Sony, you have like random battles all the time against Sony Defense Force.
Well, like the thing you're trying to do is gain like land share for your console.
This is bizarre.
This is sense. It sounds kind
of I feel like I would like to play this game if it was just a straight up simulation of the gaming industry and not. I mean, I like big boobs, certainly, but I don't know if
and
I want them.
You cannot lie.
I cannot lie, but I don't know if I want them in my game industry simulator, even with an eye. That rhymes.
There you go.
I rhymed eye with lie.
I need to record some of it maybe and just do a video of it.
It sounds interesting.
Because I don't know if I'm going to be able to get all the way through it to write a review.
Can you live stream with
that thing? This is like the third one of these, I think.
That hardware you have, can you live stream with that thing?
I think I can, yeah.
Nice. What else we got this week? Anything else that we looked that we've played? I see Need for Speed, Most Wanted for Wii U.
That's wonderful.
I got, well, the DLC came out for PC, finally. It was delayed.
Yes.
And I bought the, this is ridiculous, okay? I mean, I love Need for Speed Most Wanted. I think it's incredible. And on PC, it's super incredible, as I always tell you. So I was very much looking forward to the DLC. But my God, the pricing on this thing. I bought $25 worth of Need for Speed Most Wanted DLC. There should not be $25 worth of Need for Speed Most Wanted DLC. At least not all available in one chunk. That's actually the deluxe package, which includes a discount. It's three separate packages. So I actually saved money by buying the $25 pack. But it's pretty good. It adds a. I would advise for the more price conscious customer to just go for the airport add on, the Terminal Velocity pack, because that is really fun. There's a lot of huge. It's a modern airport with a lot of jumps all over the place. So if you like air, you're gonna like the airport. You're gonna like the airport. But the car add on packs, I don't know. They're most of the cars are pretty slow. If you're used to driving Bugattis and Lamborghinis, you're not going to want to, you know, the 1M is going to seem pretty slow. So I would just go for the airport if I'm trying to save money. But it's fun.
Excellent.
There you go. I streamed it live on Twitch, twitch.tv.
Oh, yeah, I watched it. It was great.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
twitch.tv/gbassgamer. You can find it there in our videos. It should still be there.
Go Home Dinosaurs actually came out this week as well.
What's that?
Or last week, I guess. That is a tower. It's on PC. I think it might play on Macs as well. I don't know for that for
probably,
a fact.
Probably not mine but, anyway.
Yeah, Mrs. Shipwreck's been playing it a lot. It's a tower defense game where you play as gophers defending your barbecue against these little cartoon dinosaurs.
Of course.
But all the tower defense pieces are shaped like Tetris pieces, and you have to fit those in around the track that the dinosaurs come on.
Hmm.
So it's a cute little game. She likes it a lot.
Fun.
Anything else this week?
I think that's enough.
That's enough. Oh, it's enough.
Gosh, there probably is.
It's a lot. Why are there so many games coming out? Springtime?
I don't know. I haven't bought
any games
yet.
Because the new consoles are coming out.
Yeah, they have to get everything out before it's too late.
Right. Okay, so what's next? Let's go to multi-platforming Wombat's news and stuff.
Okay.
And do the MPDs.
We got some MPDs, yeah. It was games sold last month. Not that many.
Before we do that. Let's talk about the contest, right, Chip?
Oh, there's a contest.
There's a if you go to cheapassgamer.com and click on the contest tab, you'll see there's a Phantom Breaker Battlegrounds contest, and we're giving away 10 copies of that. You just have to either post in a thread and or tweet, follow and tweet.
That's for Xbox Live Arcade. I played a little bit of it. The first level, it's a 2D side-scrolling brawler, and the first level takes place in Akihabara.
I saw that from the screenshot, and it looks very realistic. It's the real stores there and the real arcades.
Yeah, it's weird. It's got like Club Sega and it's got Trader. I have to go back and look because those popped up on screen and kind of took me by surprise that they
were. Yeah, it's got Messe, I see. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, that's real. They're in. Oh, that's really cool. Those are real Tokyo train stations.
It's wonder if KFC's there.
KFC, well, that's legit.
You should enter the contest, GP. Maybe I'll win a copy.
Maybe I'll just take the codes since I have all of them in my.
Really?
Maybe I won't.
Maybe.
All right, let's talk about the MPDs.
All right. Dead Space sold 605,000 copies at number one.
Is that good?
That's a good question. It's more than Dead Space 1 sold in its first month, I believe, but not as much as Dead Space 2. And probably less than EA would have liked.
I think you like to have those numbers keep going up.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Yeah. So it didn't sell better than Dead Space 2, which I guess is the takeaway.
Right.
And the only other game we know for sure in the top 10 as far as sales goes was number 3, which was Crysis 3 at 260. So there's actually a pretty big drop off between 1 and 3 from 600 to 260. This was Crysis.
That's their release month, right?
Yeah.
And Crysis couldn't beat Call of Duty?
No, it did not beat Call of Duty Black Ops 2 at number 2. So somewhere between 600 and 260,000 copies.
Right. That's pretty bad for Crysis. Was it at the very end of the month?
I don't know.
Because that's...
Yeah.
I know it went on sale.
I just don't think people are that into Crysis.
I have no interest in Crysis. I've never played a Crysis game. So honestly, I don't even know if I have an interest in Crysis.
I've never finished one, but I've played it.
Yeah. So there you go. There's Crysis for you. Then you got NBA 2K13, Metal Gear Rising...
February 19th, by the way.
Okay, there you go. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance and Sentence-ness.
Yes, make up words. Metal Gear Rising made up word.
Uh-huh. And then you have Aliens Colonial Marines 2013. You have Just Dance 4. Far Cry 3 still in the top 10. Sly Cooper in the top 10. Thieves in Time. And Madden still in the top 10. And what we do know is that Fire Emblem retail sold 117,000 copies. So...
How do we, these random numbers that we get for games, just like people who have access to NPDs tweet them out or something?
Sometimes they get released by people who want you to know.
Right.
It's usually the company that wants you to know about that game, puts that game's number out specifically.
What we do know is that the Xbox 360 sold 302,000 and the PlayStation 3 sold 263,000 in February, which is pretty decent for consoles that are 5 and 6 years old, respectively. The Wii U...
6 and 7.
6 and 7. Wow, even older. See, I can't even do math. The Wii U, which is, you know, what, 5 months old? 5 months?
Actually, it's going to be 8. The Xbox will be 8 years old in November.
That's exciting. Yeah. The Wii U sold 66,000 copies. 66,000 units.
That's sad.
The PlayStation 3 outsold the Wii U by almost 5 times.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Michael Pachter, I watched the Michael Pachter show on Game Trailers, and he called Iwata a bad CEO. He mentioned it twice in his 5-minute little show. He mentioned that he's a bad CEO twice.
I'm just like, that number's low, right? That's like a really low.
Of course, it's terrible.
It's really shocking.
The price is way too high on that. You know, the rent is too damn high, guy.
He needs to talk about the Wii. The Wii U is too damn high.
Yeah, it's too damn high for what it is. I'm sorry.
Here's what I mentioned this to Shipwreck, and I guess you too, on the internets earlier in the week, was, you know, is it possible for a game to be a million seller in the U.S. on the Wii U?
Oh.
No, there hasn't been a million Wii U sold yet.
So if you were a third-party developer, would you make a game for the Wii U, at least an exclusive for the Wii U?
Nobody.
Nobody is.
That's why Nintendo has to publish the games themselves.
I just thought that was interesting.
Like Lego, right? Isn't Lego published by Nintendo? Lego City?
Yes.
Lego City is published by Nintendo. I guess Monster Hunter might be one of the first non-published by Nintendo games. It's kind of out there on its own on Wii U.
Right. I'm assuming it's going to be much bigger in Japan than it will be in America. But And they just decided to put it out for America. Anyway, how about Metal Gear Rising? That seems like a bad position. It seems like Metal Gear Rising being so close to Aliens, only one step away from Aliens, and being outsold. I mean, these games are being outsold by Black Ops still.
Well, I think it's, you know, a lot of it. Well, I think people aren't buying that many games, and when they're going to buy a game, they want to buy, you know, the game they're going to have for a while.
And NBA. And NBA is still on this fucking list.
Because people who are buying NBA are probably buying it because they're like, oh, I finished. These are people that may have literally just finished NBA 2K12 and like really feel like they finished that season and have sunk 200 right. hours into NBA 2K12. And now they're saying, well, now I'm going to go pick up NBA 2K13. And that's going to take me till February 2014. And they'll buy a new console.
I think they had a big sale on it, too, for the All-Star break.
Yeah, that works. That makes
sense. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But even Madden. Madden is number 10 on this list. I mean, that game, it comes out in August, right?
Yeah, but there are people that sink, you know, all their time into that franchise mode and play online. And, you know, it's a very big game for people that are into it. So I can understand why it's still there.
I just don't know why they're still buying it. I mean, yeah. Those people who are into it would have bought it right away.
Or maybe they wait until they're, you know, that I'm going with my uninformed theory that
I don't like that theory.
Whatever. I
feel like
you.
The Madden gamer, I mean, buys it right away because if that's what they're into. But
well, everybody's the Madden gamer though.
Like, not me.
Well, not you, but a lot of people buy Madden.
Not Wombat's mom.
She does.
Mm. Oh, she does. Okay,
she does.
I stand corrected.
Yep.
All right. How about we talk? Oh.
Whoa, what?
Saints Row 4 was announced.
It was announced. It's got superpowers in it.
Right, but we knew that already because this was the Enter the Dominatrix? Was that what it was called?
Yes, that's what it was called.
Mm-hmm. And they decided they were going to roll it into a full retail release, which is fine with me. So I'm looking forward to it. It's coming out in August.
But they need to put you in it. They need to put you in it.
Well, I would love to be in it, but I haven't gotten any emails about it or anything, so.
Shipwreck needs to get on that. He has the in there now.
It's okay. It's fine.
Shipwreck, get on it.
Get down on it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm excited. The most exciting part about it is that it's coming out in August.
Yeah, no, it looks like it, you know, it from the trailer that the one trailer we saw, it looks like it'll be fun.
Right.
I think they should totally do what I tweeted this out. Where now that Saints Row is part of Deep Silver, they need to make, using the Saints Row characters, do a spoof of the Dead Island trailer.
That'd be pretty funny.
Exactly.
That's expensive, though. That looked expensive, that trailer.
Well, they could probably just do it in-engine, and it would probably cost a lot less. It wouldn't look as pretty, but... Right.
Yeah, nobody cares really what it looks like.
Exactly. It would be just for shits and giggles.
That's a good idea, Wombat.
I know.
Where's a ship?
Batship Games, right?
Batship Games.
That should have been the announcement trailer.
It's Batship Games. It's not Batship Consultants.
Batship Consulting, yes.
You don't even know the name of your own firm?
My own LLC.
This does not instill confidence in future customers if you don't know the name of your own company.
Yeah, well, you know.
That also goes to PR people who send emails. When you send emails out to your game, make sure you have the title of your game correct, especially when it's in the subject line of your email. Because when I go to look up your game, it makes it really hard for me to find about it when your title's wrong. Pro tip from Ship Wombat, whatever.
Bet Ship Consulting.
Bet Ship Consulting. Yes, let's talk about Tomb Raider. Shipwreck, who finished
it? Yes, let's do that.
Did you finish it too, GP?
That game's awesome.
I did not finish it. I don't know how far I am. Probably 6 hours in, seven, maybe more. Whenever you get your weapons taken away, that part.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, whatever. Surprise.
You still got quite a ways to go.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I am not rushing through it. But I like it a lot. You know what? Why I like it so much? The bow combat is the best bow combat so far out of all the bow games.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Knows bows, as you'll learn from You Don't Know Bow documentary. He's a very good archer, obviously. But he's very into it. He makes his own arrows. He could be into Tomb Raider. Imagine how good he would be at Tomb Raider. But
I bet he'd be the best Tomb Raider player ever. Yes.
It is fun shooting people through the head with an arrow, even a flaming arrow. They nailed it, I think. Right, Chip?
I hardly use the guns at all just because I like the archery so much.
Yeah, it's, well, they made it powerful. You don't have to hold the arrow back very long to get a kill shot. As long as you shoot them in the head, that'll kill them. So you can just do pretty much rapid fire on the bow. It's great. I love it.
I think this is one of the best designed games in a long time. Like, they just made so many smart decisions.
Give me an example of a smart decision.
The way that it just all flows together, like, you're never doing the same thing for too long. Like, you'll have the in close, confined, like, kind of tense moments that have the quick time type events.
Yep.
And then after that, you'll go into like a third person shooting section, which is the cover system's fantastic.
Auto cover
system. You don't have to press any buttons or anything. It's just like you get near something and she crouches down behind it naturally.
Yeah, it surprisingly doesn't suck, because it sounds terrible if you say that to somebody.
Yeah, but it works perfectly.
It does work.
And then you go from that and you'll do an exploration thing. There's side quests that you can go hunt stuff down. There's like the little tombs off to the side that you can go do the extra stuff. Then you go and you get your level up. You increase the power of your bow and everything like that. And then all of a sudden you find a new item that lets you get into a new area, or you loop back around to an area you were at before, and now you can get to more stuff.
I mean, it reminds me a lot of Far Cry 3. I think everybody would say that in terms of the way the gameplay structure, where you have, you know, basically an open world, and you're never doing any one thing for too long. I think that's the mistake that Uncharted has made.
Shoot.
Yeah, over the last two. I mean, that's why I could barely even go through 3. I didn't finish 3. It's just, yeah, shoot. I mean, like, how many guys do I have to blow down in a row here? I mean,
how many guys do you have to blow in a row? Climb.
Some climbing, more shooting.
Climb, blow, climb.
Blow?
Climb, blow. That's what you said.
Blow?
You said, how many guys do I have to blow to get through this?
blow through.
There's a pretty big body count in Tomb Raider, though, as well. But it
doesn't feel like it, because it's not all at once.
Right. It's pretty gruesome, though.
Yes.
Like, that's the one thing that's, like, odd to me about the game, is that she goes from being, like, a survivor-type character to just, like, mauling these dudes to death. Like, just pickaxe to the face over and over again. Or she just, like, blows through somebody's throat with a shotgun. It's just like, right. Oh, okay.
Are you playing it? So you had problems with the PC version, right?
I did. I had problems. I guess the NVIDIA graphics cards, mine at least, the drivers weren't working properly. They put out a patch here recently.
I think it's beta drivers, actually, still. Okay. There was a patch for the game, but there's beta drivers for the NVIDIA cards, I think.
All right, I haven't tried that again. I went out to Redbox and rented it. You can get through it. I think it took me 14 hours.
Uh-huh. That's a good amount of time. I'm playing it on PC. I haven't had any problems. I have an NVIDIA.
It looks so much better on PC.
Oh, my God.
The 360 version looks really good.
Unless you've seen the PC
probably
version.
Probably one of the better-looking 360 games.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the hair looks pretty good. No, people don't like the hair. I don't really care about the hair too much.
You know what's weird? I don't want to make this sound pervy or anything, but her breasts look better on the PC version than they do on the 360 version.
How so?
Pervert.
They look more natural.
They look more plasticky on the Xbox?
Yeah. They don't look like they would have as much movement to them as they do on the PC.
I'm playing with the Hunter skin that I got for pre-ordering on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically makes her look more badass. She's basically covered in like mud camouflage. I recommend that skin. Looks good. Makes her more badass.
She gets into some pretty some pretty nasty situations later on in the game.
And she takes a beating too. Like, she's always falling off of something and like slamming down hard. Like, it would kill a normal person, any of these things, but she's constantly falling off a cliff, or something's being stuck into her, or something, and she's fine. I mean, she moans and cries, which is expected, but she takes a beating, I think, is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, the game's awesome. It's great. It's very... Chip, I forget, did you play Far Cry?
No, I haven't played Far Cry.
You would love it, but I think, you know what?
Yeah, you should play that game.
Yeah, I think you've played the games in the wrong order. I think you got to play Far Cry first, and you would enjoy it. You might not enjoy Far Cry as much playing Tomb Raider first. I don't know. What else?
Would I enjoy SimCity?
SimCity, yeah, I played... this whole SimCity... We haven't done a show since SimCity came out.
That whole thing happened?
That whole thing happened where the servers didn't work. It was funny because I played, like, there was a whole day that I played and had no problems because the game hadn't come out on this side of the world yet, and I was using a VPN to unlock it, basically. And so there was no problem. Like, everybody was complaining in America the shit wasn't working, and I'm playing on the Oceanic server, and there's just, you know, not one problem for 6 hours. Then I go to play again on Thursday when the game actually comes out here and Australia, and like nothing works. It's just a complete disaster. You can't play at all. But I, you know, from what, and then I've been able to play since then. I went to the Antarctica server, was available, and there was no problems there. The game itself is really fun, and it looks awesome, and it's just completely addictive, and you could just, you know, I stood there all day and fucking played that game, and just like, I could have skipped meals. That's how addictive it is.
That's pretty crazy. You skipping meals? That's a good game.
I know, but it's really well done, except for there's like these stupid online touches. And I don't even mean the things that people are complaining about having to be always online. Yes, that's annoying. But even when you're online, it's still, there's annoying things. Like, if I'm on one server and you're on another server, I can't even see you on my friends list. Forget about playing together. Like, it's like you don't even exist. And this is all tied into Origin. You can only play this game on Origin. I have no idea why there's not a worldwide system on this. I mean, it's a mess in that regard. But apparently it works now. They fixed it. And is that offer still available with the free games?
I think it's good through the 23rd or something like that.
You have to register the game by the 25th.
There you go.
Okay. And there's a list of free games, and I put it on here. What the fuck happened?
It's got the Need for Speeds and Mass Effect.
Dead Space 3.
It was a better list than I expected. I was expecting, you know, Crysis 2.
It doesn't have Crysis 3, though.
I know. That sucks.
It does have Dead Space 3 and Mass Effect 3.
I will probably take Dead Space 3, I guess, because I have the other ones.
Yeah. Plants versus the Zombies.
I finished that. So I would recommend Need for on that. Someone wrote in actually asking for a recommendation from that list. I would definitely recommend Need for Speed. It's fucking awesome. And then you can use that money for the DLC,
or like Mass Effect 3 if you've never played it.
Mass Effect 3 if you've never played it. But yeah, I like SimCity. It's just, and now all this controversy. EA went on record saying it has to be played online. It's just, you know, we're doing all these computations on our servers. You can't, if we wanted to make it offline, it would be a huge undertaking. It's just not, the game's not designed that way. We can't, it's impossible. And then like some hacker, not even a hacker, just like some guy figured out by commenting out one line of code, you can take it offline, you can play offline, and it works. No problem. So it's crazy. I don't know what's going on. And why would you say that? Like, if you're EA, okay, you know, if you lie about this, you're going to get caught, right? I mean, you have to know that. So are they really just ignorant? I mean, people are going to look into the game. You have to. I mean, you must assume that if you lie about it, you're going to get caught. So either they're really dumb.
Maybe.
Either they're just dumb and then they thought people wouldn't look, or that they're dumb and they can't figure out how to make their own game. I don't know.
Both.
One of those two things. But yeah, and I also, because people are writing in and they want to know if we should buy it now. Nate Griffith wants to know. I would say now's a good time to get the free game.
If you want, yeah, if you, well, if there's another game you want.
On the 24th, it's going on sale for $40 at either Target or Best Buy, I forget. So you could theoretically pick it up for $40 and get another game for free with it still.
Right. I just saw that somebody...
What a mess that was.
Yeah, colossal mess. And I see that their CEO just resigned.
Yep, John Riccitiello.
I wonder if the SimCity thing was the icing on the cake of that relationship.
I'm sure it had some. I'm sure it was definitely part of it. Yeah, I doubt exactly. I don't think it helped.
It's fucking embarrassing, is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, how does that?
You're EA. If EA can't pull that off, like, who's gonna? I mean, what hope is there for anybody to be able to pull that off? It's a huge fucking company.
Yep. That's, you know, it's amazing that they released it not working. It's not even the always online, whether it be part of DR. If it worked, like if the only problem people had with it was that you always had to be online, but it worked.
Yeah, it'd be fine. But people knew ahead of time.
People would still complain. People would still complain, but the complaints probably would have just kind of faded out after about 2 days.
Right. It wouldn't be giving out free games because of complaints. Yeah, it's and people predicted that it was going to happen too. Like if you looked on Twitter a few days before, they're like, "Get ready, get ready for these."
I had to change my review score 3 times.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that either.
No, we didn't. We don't have that
review score thing. Mm-hmm. I don't. I think my opinion about it like changed several times, just like the review scores.
Just like the review score. I think they finished at a 4, but Metacritic still has them at a 9.
Right, 9.5, I believe. Yeah. The rules of Metacritic state that they will take your first score. If you change your score, it doesn't matter. They keep the first one. So, I mean, at first I thought it was like sort of pompous that they changed their score. But it makes sense. I mean, the game doesn't... I mean, really, the game should have got a 0. You couldn't play it. 4 didn't go... Wait, did it go down to a... It went down to a 6 first, right? And then
no,
a 4?
It went to an 8, I think. An 8.
It went to an 8. Yeah, why did it go to an 8? It should have went to a 0.
Yeah, it should have been
you
a 0.
You literally could not play the game.
If you're going to have the balls to change the score, change the fucking score.
Right. Actually, 1. Their lowest, Polygon's lowest score is a 1, as Arthur Guys pointed out on Twitter. So, it has, 1. The game doesn't work, 1. Game is unplayable.
Totally. Totes my goats.
So, I don't know. I think it's fine that they have this system where they change the scores now. I don't care. It's good. So I don't. It's funny. Like they apparently spent a lot of time and money to make that system for the website. Like the technical aspect of it was difficult, apparently, and was like a big undertaking, according to Twitter, Arthur on Twitter. I don't know. Shipwreck, did it bother you a lot? The score controversy.
I don't know. I think they can do whatever they want to do with their scores. I'm fine with that.
It was fun to talk about on Instant Message and Twitter.
Yeah. Well, I think. Them having a non-working game still scored higher than Borderlands 2
is insulting.
That's a little bit.
Do you take that personally?
I don't take it personally.
A little bit, personally.
It's why he drinks.
I mean, a lot of people have changed their score for SimCity. I don't know what to think about SimCity now. Like, there's never going to be a point here. Like, it's going to take a long time before people are comfortable going, should I buy this game now?
I think it's
it still doesn't
now,
seem like it
right by now,
but it still seems like they've have stuff disabled on it.
According to them, it sold a million copies too
in a week. First week
in a week, it sold a million. So the real question is, do they need to sell anymore, or is a million copies enough? I don't know.
I'm sure they have this slated as more than a million copies.
I don't know. I mean, it's a PC only. SimCity game.
It's SimCity. Well, it's SimCity. It's huge.
Motherfucking city.
The last SimCity came out when 2004, right?
It doesn't matter.
I think it does matter. Is SimCity
everybody
still
knows
the franchise?
SimCity though. Like I feel comfortable
it's not
walking
the Sims.
Up to any of. What's that?
It's not the Sims. It's
yeah, but
Sim
people still
city.
Know SimCity though.
They know SimCity, and a lot of people probably remember playing it as a kid. But that doesn't make it a AAA franchise.
It's huge. It's huge. I guarantee you it's a huge franchise because the people at like my office and everything talk about going out to buy SimCity. like the people who don't play games normally.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Like my friend,
they come up to me and like, can my computer run this? I'm like, I don't know.
Is it online?
Right. Do they have an internet? Well, I'm assuming, but I don't know. The game is fun and I guess it's okay to buy it by now. If you want to get the free game, I guess should I even bother playing Dead Space? I don't know.
You'll get
it. I don't think I'm going to play Dead Space 3, or I'd go out and do the $40 SimCity deal, but.
Right. Might as well just wait. It's only going to get cheaper. I mean, you might as well just wait and see. Maybe they can fix the.
Tropico. Tropico's fun.
Right.
It works.
I just hate that there's all these different servers, and if you want to have any contact with your friends, you have to be on the right. Everybody's got, all right, everybody, let's meet on Northwest 4.
This is the type of stuff I don't want from PC gaming. Like, my PC gaming was going along swimmingly until the week that Tomb Raider and SimCity came out.
Right. Because I went on vacation. It's my fault.
Like, no issues whatsoever. All of a sudden, like, everything just blew up in PC land.
Right. It's not fair. What else we got here? Talked about Tomb Raider, talked about SimCity. I do like SimCity. It's fun. I haven't figured it out yet, but it does a good job of bringing you along. Wombat, like even Wombat could figure it out.
I played at the hell out of SimCity back on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else we got here, Wombat? I heard we won. I heard we won the Battle of Karaoke.
Yes, I put this on the list. So this was something that happened when we were gone. So the karaoke channel on the Xbox 360 changed their pricing structure in the last 2 weeks.
They took out the one of them now is not like time sensitive, right? The 30-day pass.
Well, this is how it works. You can buy 2 hours for 240 points, 6 hours for 400 points, or 30 days for 1,600 points.
I see.
And the time period is continuous, real time, and starts when you play your first song after the purchase.
Right.
So if you were to buy a 30-day pass now and not play a song until tomorrow, your 30 days doesn't start until tomorrow.
Got it. The big change was adding that 30-day pass.
They changed the 24 hours, yeah.
Right.
To 30 days, because that makes sense.
Right. But it's 20 bucks. 1,600 points is $20, right?
Is that what it is? $20 a month. Yeah. It's expensive.
It's fucking expensive.
It is.
For Netflix, for Netflix and Hulu combined is cheaper than that.
Yeah, but you know what? $5, I guess, for 6 hours will get you through a party.
What party? Not my party, baby.
A party. Any party.
Lasts 0 hours.
Yeah, exactly. 2 hours would probably get you through most parties also. So, right. You know, I guess it's all relative. I'm sure most people who get the 30-day pass probably will never play it again after the 30 days.
They probably have their friends chained to their walls.
Exactly.
In a dungeon. Shipwreck, should we talk about Naruto Powerful Shippuden?
Ugh, didn't we talk about that already?
We talked enough about it before.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
It's a 2D beat 'em up. There's a review up on the site if you want to find out about Naruto.
Gotcha. Let's talk about... Before we get into the CAG bag, let's talk about some iPhone games that everybody enjoys.
Yay! Wombat hates that I like Sonic Dash.
It's not that I hate it. I just don't see the point. I have Temple Run 2, which was free, and from what I know, is the same game.
Does Temple Run have Sonic in it?
Yeah, it's the same game. Your game cost, what, $3?
$2.
And my game was free, and it's the same game.
I like this one better because it has Sonic in it.
I picked up, and if it's still free, I totally recommend it. Very little things, very small things. You should pick that game up. That game is actually kind of fun. And it's currently the app of the week. Little Things Forever. There you go. That's the name of
wow.
it.
Wow.
And it doesn't give you the name when the app is closed. That's the problem.
Right.
Little Things Forever. It's free right now, and you should totally pick it up because it's a good free game. No microtransactions. It's just a free game.
Straight up free game.
Straight up free for probably for the rest of the week. So,
Sonic Dash has microtransactions.
I know, and it costs $3. Temple Run 2 also has $2. Temple Run 2 also has microtransactions, but that game is free. And I've yet to buy anything in that game, so.
I bought Ridiculous Fishing.
And is it the best game?
I did too.
Is it the best game ever? Because that seems to be what the internet is saying.
It's not the best game ever. I will tell you that right now. However, it is a very good game. If you have like 2 minutes to kill, the game loads up really quick and it's super simple. It's just a guy in a boat and you're fishing. When you tap the screen, the lure goes down into the water and you tilt lure. It to lure. Yeah, I'm a fisherman.
Lure.
I'm
lure?
From Long Island.
Lure. Yes.
Lure. What is it? Lure?
Lure.
Louver. Louver. And so you tilt it and you avoid the fish on the way down. And when you get the line deep enough, or if you hit another fish, the line comes back up and you have to tilt it to pick up all the fish. And then when you get the fish up to your boat, for some reason, the fish go flying in the air and you have to shoot them with your gun. And then that's how you get money. I don't know. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous fishing. But it's fun.
I don't even like iPhone games that make me tilt, usually.
It's not a lot of tilting. It's very small movement.
The game is tilting, but yeah.
Yes.
It's not obnoxious.
It's not, somehow.
I just always have reservations on those games where it seems as though the internet tells me it's the greatest game ever and I need to buy it.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know, it's that.
I hear that, but it's like $2 or $3. I have like no reservations spending a couple of dollars on an iPhone game that the internet says is the best thing ever, even if it's not the best thing ever. I still feel okay.
Sonic Dash is the most all right thing ever for $2.
I'm not buying that game. I'm not. You know what? Sega Sonic does not need my $2 for their iPhone game.
I heard it's very acceptable.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do. Cag bag and show us your tweets.
Yeah.
Simon
DeWabbit
asks, can you get Shipwreck to talk more about his Wii U experiences, what he likes, what he doesn't, the games using the Wii Pad? Well, the only game you've played lately is Lego, right?
Yeah, there's three games for the system. There's Nintendo Land, Super Mario Brothers, and Lego. I guess Monster Hunter is the fourth game now. Mm-hmm. It's very awkward, the whole interface. Mm-hmm.
That's on the box, actually. It says new awkward interface right on the front.
There are so many Miis on the screen now. Like, they're just up there just, like, getting in your, like...
business?
Like, you turn on the Wii U. We haven't talked about this in a long time here.
Okay.
You turn on the Wii U, and up on the TV, what you'll see is just, like... Miis running around in groups everywhere. Like, just there's got to be like 200 Miis or so on the screen.
Must have blast and processing.
Then, yeah, they're just all up there. And then there's like eight, maybe like in like an oval shape, there's just like eight random games that are up there. And they're showing like pictures that people have drawn in the Miiverse. So you have like a hand-drawn picture of Link, and then like the Spider-Man game just came out. So you have Spider-Man over here, and like people are saying, oh, look at my high score in Nintendo Land. And I don't know what that does for me.
Right.
So like all the viable information is down on the gamepad screen. And you can switch them. Like you can say, okay, I want the information I care about up on the TV, and you just hit a button and it happens.
Can I put the Miis on the gamepad?
Yeah, you can put the Miis on the gamepad. I don't think you can change how it starts up. Like, I think the Miis always go on the screen. I might be wrong about that. But it's a slow system.
Right.
And they've talked about how they're going to improve that. They've say they're going to speed it up in the spring or summer or something. The games, they're fine. It's not a next-gen system.
That's the problem. The problem is it's priced like a next-gen system. They need to price it like a leap, one of those leapfrogs. What is that, Wombat? The leap pad?
Leap pad. You know, yeah, Sabrina's really been into the Kindle lately anyway. That's been her tablet of choice.
Yeah, I mean, I think even for a kid, a tablet or just a straight-up tablet is going to be more appealing than a Wii U.
You know what it is? I mean, you know, could you imagine being a kid and being able to watch any TV show you wanted the push of a button in bed, just boop, and just lay there and hold it. It boggles my mind that that's a thing that my child can do. When she was, you know, she was homesick, she got like a really bad, she had the flu, it was really bad, like right before we went away. She was up to 104 and she was laid up in bed for about 5 days and it sucked. But she was able to sit with her Netflix and watch Phineas and Ferb, a marathon of Phineas and Ferb, and it really like got her through that flu.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's what I'm saying. But how much more appealing is that device, which is, you know, it's, and that's the, what'd you say, the Kindle, right? Kindle
that's
Fire?
Just the Kindle Fire, which is $199 or whatever it is.
I mean, that's way more appealing to a kid than the Nintendo one, I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure she doesn't want to sit through those load times and...
She wouldn't have the patience for that.
Right.
The thing that disappointed me here, too, is they finally unveiled their Pokemon Skylanders idea.
Oh, right, right.
Like, and it's a downloadable game. Like, it hasn't been announced for North America yet, just in Japan. And it's out now or out next week. It's very soon in Japan.
Okay.
And it's a downloadable game. So the game's $20. And then you get $2 toys out of the capsule machines. But they only have 6 or 7 different Pokemon to be in with. And I just think they're shortchanging this whole, like, idea here. They're leaving a lot of money on the table by not like making this a full retail like quality game. Like a $20 downloadable game, I'm just guessing it's not going to be as good as what they would put out there on shelves.
Be like Pokemon Snap.
Right. It's like a cock tease, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like just do it. Like you
do it.
Like there's so much money just sitting there if they just took all their Pokemons. They got whatever 400 different
with
Pokemons.
The Pokemon and the Pokemons.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. There's a lot. Yeah.
It's just infuriating.
What are they waiting for? They're waiting for, maybe they're waiting for, I don't know what they're waiting for.
Disney Infinity.
They're waiting for people to buy, this is a Wii U thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's built into the gamepad. It can recognize the stuff.
Yeah. There's just not enough Wii U's out there. They need to make a Wii U Pokemon console and charge $250 for it. And that would be good.
The price, it's going to come down soon. I mean, we're already going to have like the $50 off at Target coming up here soon.
They're doing that now, the $50 gift card.
Yeah, same thing.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It needs more games, and Nintendo's going to have to publish those games because third parties aren't going to be interested.
Right. It's chicken before the egg type situation. What else we got here? Both Silent Dante and Lick Chan wrote in and wanted us to talk about the ridiculousness of the exclusive review bullshit and how at the core all these websites are just out to make money.
Yes, websites are out to make money. That's kind of their business. They're not it's not non-for-profit.
Right. I mean, they're not writing, certainly.
But IGN is not writing reviews for your education.
Right. Right,
they are a multi-million dollar for-profit company.
Well, everybody, and forget about IGN, everybody.
Yeah.
Except for the guy, and the guy who's writing the reviews that he goes to the store and buys the game himself or whatever, he's running a small site. I'm pretty sure he aspires, even if he's not making money now, he aspires at some point to, or he would like it, at the very least would like, to be able to make some money.
Sure, I'm sure IGN has, 50, 70 employees probably.
And getting that review up first gets a lot of extra page views.
Yes, page views that
will have
ads around.
I'm guessing we're talking about this too because it's going to be the BioShock exclusive review that's going to go up Thursday. And then I think the embargo for everybody else is Monday.
Wow, that's a long embargo, it seems like. Long gap, big gap. So they just
I mean, it's going to get them a lot of hits because people are going to look up BioShock Infinite review, and that's going to be the only one in town.
Yep. So the game comes out on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So wow, it's pretty. Yeah, it's going to be pretty big for them. I mean,
it's a good get for them. It's some savvy business person.
I'm sure they said usually how it goes down. I mean, at least from what I've read, is that like the editor will tell the PR person, hey, we want to give BioShock, or we're giving BioShock a whatever, 9.5.
10 out of 10, probably.
Or a 10. Can we have exclusive review? Can we break embargo? You know, and post it early. And then they say yes.
You know, there may very well be an ad buy wrapped around this. We don't know.
Who knows? Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know. I don't think.
But they wouldn't feel bad.
That shady going in on.
I'm not even saying it's shady. It could just be that kind of this is what we're going to give the game.
Right. We wrote the review. The review is done.
Yeah, but the ad buy thing makes it really shady. Like, that's getting the whole advertising part in with the editorial part.
Then that is the future.
That is
the future of the internet. You are either on board or you could just sit and huff and be mad about it. But that's the future of the internet.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. What, paid subscriptions?
What are you talking? No, the editorial has to be separate from the ads.
Editorial is saying that traditional banner ads just are not the future of advertising, and more involved promotions, such as
advertorial content, which may or may not.
No, advertorial content blows ass.
That is, I'm not saying you have to like it.
That is,
or read it.
I'm not,
but I'm just saying
that's going to be a problem
if
nobody likes
seeing,
it or reads it. That's not the future of the internet. Then if nobody's going to like or read the internet,
You saw, right? Destructoid Nero, the owner of Destructoid, posted that half of their readers use AdBlock.
Mm-hmm. So you need something else, and if that something else is, you know, if it's a review for BioShock that's a 10 out of 10 on a Thursday, and then on Monday, everyone else's reviews come out, and they're also 10 out of 10s. Is that make that IGN 10 out of a 10 less worthy than the other 10 out of 10s that came out?
Certainly not, but it doesn't make it an advertorial. Right.
If it is,
we don't know. We don't know.
I'm just saying, if they get paid by BioShock.
They're not getting paid.
We don't know. We'll see what kind of. If
you're saying they're getting paid to give them a good score,
I'm not saying they're
getting
that. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that the review itself is a portion of a larger ad buy that involves lots of content, as well as the banner ads and skins. It's involved.
Wombat's not saying that they bought a high score.
I'm not saying that they're buying a high score.
Could be in a position where they said, hey, we have this review. The review's done. We're giving it a certain score. Why don't we – maybe we can work on some promotion.
The thing is, the review's not done in this case.
Why not?
I'm sure it's done.
Because they started a thing today where they were doing a review in process.
So you're saying they have the exclusive they've announced an exclusive review and they haven't finished writing the review yet?
That's the way it looks.
Oh, okay. I don't know. See, I just woke up. I don't know.
Or are they just saying that so they could build to it?
Are they going to release a documentary about the review day until the review comes out? Sponsored by Internet Explorer.
People need to get hits. I mean, that's what it's about.
Yes, and making money. And how websites make money is, you know, has to change and evolve. Yeah. It doesn't mean that they're buying review scores. Right. It's just how do you monetize these reviews in a way that may or may not involve traditional banner ads.
Wombat's speaking hypothetically in the things that are happening around internet advertising, not necessarily that are happening.
So how...
Here.
If everybody has ad block on,
right.
what is your solution there, Wombat?
Well, that's really, I mean, it's.
Paid,
I wish I knew the answer. Yeah.
Destructoid is doing paid subscription.
They're
going to
start doing
paid subscription.
Does IGN still do paid subscription?
Yeah,
IGN tried the paid subscription before.
They still do it. They have it's a premium.
They have premium sections, but you still would see ads on their site.
I'm talking about a premium service, not like you have to subscribe to see our content. More like if you pay us, we'll take out the ads.
I think the issue is always going to be it's not that expensive to get a site up and running, and people are going to give it to you for free.
Well, that's what people say. I learned a lot. The whole Destructoid thing and them announcing about the ad block and all that is I learned a lot about how people look at internet advertising by reading the comments on.
Yeah, Reddit. I was surprised by that too. What people consider to be, you know,
invasive
is shocking. I think the ads that you have on your homepage, I do not consider to be invasive.
But you can't tell these people that they're wrong. I think that the mistake that website owners make is, hey, I'm giving you content. Any reason that you give me for blocking my ads is invalid because I'm giving you free content. And the fact of the matter is, as from reading these comments, people don't want to be afraid when they're surfing websites. And even just ads being intrusive or not, that's only part of it. There's a lot of scripts that run on websites, for tracking purposes, to track page views and traffic and things like that. Ad networks use these types of scripts as well, and they're tracking your movements. And people just said, like, they'll just go somewhere else if they don't want to, they use ad block because they want to go to certain websites, but they just don't want to be tracked, and they don't want to run scripts that they don't know where they're coming from.
But when that website closes down,
they'll go somewhere else is what they're saying.
I understand that they'll go someplace else, but do they feel
don't
guilt?
Care.
That's really what it comes down to, is it's just that these people just don't care.
They don't care.
And it's in one hand, it's, oh, I wish content was better. Oh, I wish there were real games journalists, as you read in Twitter and comments. But these people, if you want those kind of jobs, need to get paid. But if you're going to those sites with ad blocker on, going to get paid, and those websites will never exist. And all you're going to get are reviews written on Tumblrs by guys who went out, bought the game that morning, and finished it by lunchtime. And if that's the future of game reviews that you want, then keep using ad blocker.
Well, no, because you have subscription services, and there's ways for people to sponsor websites that they like. But
if it's successful enough, and there hasn't been a successful enough subscription service on any website, not even Giant Bomb.
How do you know?
Well, because CBS bought them.
Okay, so it wasn't going that great, is what you're saying? Or maybe it was going really well.
I don't think we'll ever know, because I think once they were bought by CBS, I think it kind of became moot.
Became a secret?
Not a secret, because I think they still do it. But I don't know how well it did or how poorly it did.
Do they ever talk about that? You listen to Giant Bomb?
I haven't in a while.
No, I'd be curious about the
I don't think they would say it. It did bad. I'm not saying it did bad. I'm just saying I just don't know if it did. If it was doing really well, maybe it would have been doing well enough where they wouldn't have sold the site to CBS.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe the owner wanted to get out of the business. You don't know. It'd be interesting to know, I think.
Exactly.
Is what we're
There's a lot of what ifs. And Shipwreck stopped talking, because this is when he doesn't agree with us. He gets huffy.
Well, I don't know. We're talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about the web advertising thing. I think people you will not be able to convince certain people to trust your website unless you can show them, like, hey, here's my website. We're not running scripts that could be used maliciously to track me. People on Reddit were posting about Destructoid, said there was like 20 different scripts running on Destructoid from ad networks and things like that. And it's just, it's too crazy.
Yeah, the sites I work for don't run ad network ads. So so I know the difference. And yeah, I mean, you run ad network ads.
I know. I'm going to take a look at what we do on Keg because of the comments that are.
You could block it, though. I mean, you have the power to make those changes.
Power.
Exactly.
I could not run ads. I think we're going to run less ads on the new Keg. I think that's going to be.
Well, you're in a position where you don't need ads either.
Right. I'm in a position where I don't need ads. That's correct.
So, which is good for you.
That is good for me.
Yes, but not every site is in that position. I mean, it comes down to is if you don't care and use ad blocker, then don't. And when those sites go out of business and those people lose their jobs, don't shoot that tweet out going, bummer, I really love those site. I feel bad for all those people that lost their jobs.
Okay.
Because you're the reason why all those people lost their jobs. I know, but everyone was saying,
BioShock, 9.9 out of 10.
Yes. All those people that lost a job at 1UP.com, if you sent out a tweet that you felt bad and loved the site and used an ad blocker, you should feel bad because you are the reason those people are unemployed. It is your fault. No one else's fault.
So mad.
But
this is
yours.
A real hot topic for Wombat, given his industry that he's in.
I deal with it every day.
Right.
You are the reason. If you use ad blocker, your favorite website ceases to exist, you're the reason it went out of business.
TubeBait.com went out of business?
Yes, TubeBait.
New porn's gone?
New porn is gone. Oh, God. The internet would explode.
It wouldn't explode, actually. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's true.
It'd be all backed up. I don't use ad block, by the way, but not for any of those reasons.
I know.
I like to see the ads. I like to know what's going on.
I like to look at ads, too, for, you know, my own. Right.
Let's do a few more cagbag questions.
Really? We're still doing this show?
Yeah. And then I got to go. Okay. I feel bad that we didn't do a show last week and whatever.
Okay, it's fine.
Reviewing games. Manny Dangerfield wants to know how those barefoot shoes turned out. Are you still using them? Yes, my Vivo barefoot shoes. I bought two more pairs of them. I bought the the hiking version and another pair of running shoes.
When you need to run out on your kids quietly in the middle of the night,
right?
Nothing is better than barefoot shoes.
Yes, exactly. My feet are still getting used to them. I haven't actually run in them. I can, you know, but I like them. I do like them. Alpo 845 wants everybody to know that Baller Beats is $10 this week at Best Buy. And he says many of Shipwreck's devoted followers bought it because of him.
I do get tweets from time to time where people like just say, oh my God, you're right. This is good.
I believe it.
It's a good game, guys. $10. If you have the space, go get it.
Shipwreck
knows
basketball.
And video games. I know both things. Uh-huh.
And this thing is both things.
There's a little bit of advertising in the game. Wombat would have to comment on that. But
but you know this.
I know the basketball and the video game part of it.
Rick F. asks, why aren't Shipwreck and Wombat going to PAX East?
I just came back from vacation.
Shipwreck?
It's too far east.
Yeah, it's Boston.
It's not very close to me.
Oh. Yeah.
Right.
It's not far from you, Wombat, but it's not very close.
You know
to
where
me.
It should be in, like, Philadelphia.
Philly would be good.
Philly would be good. We could probably convince Shipwreck to go to Philadelphia. I think that'd be an easier
Maybe.
Sell.
It's still pretty far east.
It is far east, but it's less far east.
The thing is, I don't, like, there's not a lot to see at PAX East for those of us that go to E3 and PAX West.
It's too many.
We've already been to those two things. We saw everything. We're getting ready to go to E3. It's just too much stuff to take off work and go to all of these things.
There's your answer, Rick F. On that bombshell, let's say goodbye to everybody. Let's remind them to follow us on Twitter, CheapyD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck, and twitch.tv/CheapAssGamer and facebook.com/CheapAssGamer as well. I'm going to Taiwan tomorrow for a couple of days, but not too long. And then my parents are coming the week after. It's going to get crazy around here. But anyway, thanks for listening, everybody, and we will talk to you soon.
Breadstone.
Bo knows baseball. Bo knows football. Bo knows basketball, too. Bo knows tennis?
No.
Bo knows way.
Folks, you don't know diddly.